Crutch's performance in the following program will be done without the benefit of his beloved coffee, as he is currently fasting and only allowed water for the next 12 hours. If his performance is not up to its level of professionalism and comic genius, the blame falls squarely on the lack of coffee. If, however, his performance by some act of divine intervention exceeds expectations, this in no way gives the chief license to once again preach about the evils of coffee, for there are none.
And welcome to Season 9, Episode 6 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, a slightly incapacitated Crutch, as I am stuck with mere water for the evening. But thank you, Goon. That was wonderful. Appreciate the thought, and we're now totally covered. And Chief, how are you?
I'm coffee-free over here, realizing that I don't have this drug addiction that my good friends on the other side of the country do.
Almost spit my beverage all over the computer.
Why do you always call it drug addiction?
Should have known better.
It is, sir.
I am not drug addicted.
I am.
Merely can't stop using coffee.
Oh, I can stop.
That's right.
It's not starting again. That's the hard part.
Exactly. Yeah, so the whole thing, today is, of course, President's Day, and we honor all the presidents who have gone before, except maybe a couple. And I have the day off with pay, which is always kind of nice. I had actually fasted last night and was going to go to go visit my doctor this morning and get some blood work done this morning. And unfortunately, her office was still without power from last night's very, very heavy-duty windy storms, which I believe you at least felt. Did you not, Goon?
I did. It started to get very windy, and we had wind warnings, enough so that part of my still-hanging Christmas ornaments started to come down, and it's, I got hurricane. They're not on. It's also been like 12 degrees.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But I went outside and I got the ones that were hanging on the gutters down with the help of my beloved wife. And when we went inside, we had multiple instances of the UPSs going off and lights flickering. So I did prepping by the chief. I put all my battery charged lanterns in the rooms where I thought they would be, and moved the solar chargers, which is what I would use at night to not disturb my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Move those around to where I thought we would want them. And then she was at a, in a Zoom meeting all night.
Oh, wow.
Well, not all night.
You had power.
We had power with just the flickering. And it flickered on and off quite a bit until midnight. And it was
phone call.
Yeah. Yeah. Our phone call got interrupted because you suddenly weren't there.
Yeah. My phone uses Wi-Fi when I have it, and then apparently stops when it doesn't. So then I called you back, and shortly thereafter, I lost cellular as well, as I believe all of my neighbor's children switched their phones on and sucked all the life out of the towers near my house. And we lost power for about 5.5 hours. Power finally came back about 10:45. So, and yeah, fun times.
I knew there was a problem when some of my friends, whom I play games with, said, "Hey, there's no juice out here." Now, And that's why I was so surprised, because they live down the street from you, June. They are in Redland. And they said a power line went down.
Mm.
It literally was all around me.
Yeah.
For some reason, we didn't get it.
Down in Annapolis.
So,
and that's unusual.
June, I was unaware that charisma had the ability to alter nature.
Apparently, it makes electrons vibrate inside wires at 60 cycles a second.
Well, it's not the only thing it makes vibrate.
I don't know where you're going with that, Crush, but I will say
exactly where you think I shouldn't go. It's the water talking.
I guess so. You talk to your mother with that mouth?
Every single day. You should have heard what she said to me. So there's that, you know.
I don't even talk to my mother.
She's allowed to say whatever she wants to you. She's your mother.
She's a 90-year-old Irish woman. She can say what she wants. And if she's helped, apparently she seems to think I sound like Boris Karloff, which I don't know if to take that as a compliment or an insult.
You didn't tell me it was number one fan.
No, I didn't. I just said one of our fans. How many do we have?
Oh, he told me this earlier, Chief, and I was thinking maybe I can work on a passable Bela Lugosi impersonation, and you could work on the guy who played the Wolfman, Lon Chaney. And we could just do a show. We could do an opening that way just for her.
No, I'm sure she meant it in the best of spirits, you know, positive critiquing and all.
I didn't know. Not only do I not know who those, I've heard of those names, but I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever seen the animated Christmas show, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
Oh, I do. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
The voice of the Grinch is Boris Karloff.
Yes.
Okay. The Grinch did not speak though.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
Yes. Remember, he was talking to Cindy Lou Who and told her why he was taking the tree. It was also the voice of the narrator.
Okay, yes. So that's why.
It won't light on one side.
God, he knows the lines.
You know why?
Why?
It was Goonchild's favorite book when she was little. And right after 2001,
mm-hmm.
after the attacks, she and I flew to Connecticut.
Oh.
And I think we were going there without Hurricane. That's what I remember, but I guess it doesn't really matter to the story. But we were going, and she wanted me to read to her on the flight.
Uh-oh.
And I hadn't brought anything.
Mm-mm.
But I had read How the Grinch Stole Christmas to her about, I don't know, 50,000 times.
Yeah, yeah.
So when the flight attendant came by, I said, I have a magazine. And she goes, which one do you want? I go, don't care. And she gave me a magazine, and I opened it up, and I showed it to my daughter, who couldn't read at the time. And I went, every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. And the flight attendant leans over to me and goes, it doesn't say that. I go, she doesn't know that. Work with me.
Thank you, Debbie Downer. You know they're not reading the right words.
I just turned the beam up to 100%, stunned her, and she left me alone for the rest of the flight. I think that man was rude to me, but I kind of enjoyed it, so.
Yes, is that the...
Yes.
Like the woman who wanted equality until she got it?
Oh, my God. Oh, can you please put that in the links?
I will. I will post in the link. That was so wrong, but so, so very right. Yeah, yeah. A lot of little YouTube shorts were very entertaining on my day off today. And there's one about, you know, people who want equality. And it's two people playing the bottle tossing game where you flip the bottle and hope it lands on its base. And
if it is the smacking with the Is that part of the game? Because that part I've never seen.
Apparently it's part of this game. So the young lady is a young lady, young man playing. And the young lady gets there first, picks up this pan, this metal. It looks like a trash.
It's like a bowl.
Right.
No, it is a cooking. It is an aluminum foil cooking pan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she wallops the guy in the head. Which he doesn't even like this phased. And I thought, okay, maybe it's fake. And then like two tries later, he gets it. He yanks this thing and waylays her and she is out.
Well, I thought she stepped back for a minute and he's going back. He's kind of like not realizing what's going on. And she kind of wobbles and falls out of the shot.
Yeah. It was.
He knows. He was staring directly into the camera. Like, I know what I did.
Right.
Because the announcer attempted to stop him. If you notice, he put his hand to try and made some guttural noise as in of disapproval. But it was way too late at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was it. That was an FAFO moment.
There's been a few of those in the universe lately.
Oh, no. Nobody wants to call it. I just say they do.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I just found out my wife just won $25 on a scratch off. Hot dog. Look at us. We're in.
Congratulations. Isn't it nice that he won a scratch off, Chief?
No.
That's just.
Listen carefully. My wife won.
Then have her buy the tickets.
My Lucy streak is still right there, man.
Have her buy the tickets. Okay. We don't care what it takes. All right.
That's right.
All right.
You have one job. I'm sure Mr. Browning is with me on this.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Can we say his favorite phrase on the air? Crutch and I were talking, Chief, of if Mr. Browning had a parrot, what would it say all the time? We're pretty sure we got it right. One of two things. It would only make a noise of a shotgun rack being clicked back.
All right, that's why.
Or... Crutch?
No, go ahead. Absolutely.
It would be like, farging bastages.
Farging bastages. Oh, can you name the movie?
No, I cannot.
I can. Johnny Dangerously.
Oh, that's a great movie, too.
That was the main bad guy. Oh, God, whose name escapes me right now. But he's deported to Sweden and announces, I'm not from Sweden. It's like, and I thought to myself, oh, this is kind of like what we're doing now. So,
hey, since it's President's Day, would you like to do a little presidential trivia? I watched Ben Shapiro play Presidential Jeopardy today.
Wow.
All by himself. He played against no one. His staff tried to stump him.
There is no one to play against him, yes.
Well, no, they did. They did stump him.
Really? Okay. A few times. Let's go. What do you got?
Okay. How many presidents have died on July 4th?
Two.
Not enough.
It is three. But
I can name two of them.
Okay. Go ahead.
Our second and third. So it'd be John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
And what's unusual about them?
They hated each other, which wasn't unusual. They only died hours apart.
On the same day. Adams's last words were, the Republic is safe, Jefferson lives.
Only to find out that hours later he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a third, though. James Monroe.
Oh, okay.
Which Ben knew, and I did not.
Yeah, no.
What president was in trouble for kissing the Queen Mother full on the lips?
Not enough of them. But that would be my answer.
Now, I know who you would guess, right? You'd be wrong, but I know who you'd guess, right? That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Why was it me? What was I supposed to do? However, it was another Southerner. I'll give you a bad hint.
Oh, Andrew Jackson.
No.
Darn it.
Because she was too old. That's why Clemson didn't go for it.
You want a good hint?
Ooh, yeah, sure.
His staff gave him the hint, peanut.
Oh my goodness. Jimmy Carter kissed the queen on the mouth?
Yeah, the queen mother.
The queen mom. Oh, the queen mom.
Yeah, the queen mom.
Oh.
Did you say what?
I'm not going to say.
No, we did not discuss why, because
it's in my head.
We were all disturbed by the whole thing.
I'm not going to say what's in my head. This is where coffee would be very handy right now.
How many first ladies are both first ladies and the mother of a president?
Ooh, one? No, two.
Okay, which two?
Well, Laura Bush.
Not Laura.
No, not Laura.
Barbara?
Barbara Bush.
Barbara Bush, yes.
And, no, wait a second. Adams?
I'm impressed. Abigail Adams, yes.
Abigail Adams, wow.
Because she was first lady under John Adams.
Right.
And was the mother of John Quincy Adams.
There you go.
And which of our first ladies was not born in this country?
Well, we know one of them.
Well, yeah, Melania Trump.
Melania Trump, yes. And
but
one
I believe,
more.
I believe, Jacqueline Bouvier was not born in the United States.
That is what Ben thought, and he was wrong.
Hey, at least I'm in the same boat.
It was John Quincy Adams' wife.
All right, where's she born?
I don't remember her name, and they didn't either.
Jamais.
Oh, by the way, there's probably another first lady. That's first lady and mother of president, because Ben thought that Melania's, she's the mom of Emperor Barron, who's going to be the first emperor of the U.S.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you've heard my timeline.
I'm with you.
so we get, what was it? We're going to start with J.D. Vance for 8 years as president, with Vivek as vice president. And then Vivek for 8 years with, Tulsi for vice. And then Tulsi for 8 years with Barron as vice. And then Barron becomes president.
Works for me.
Yeah. That's like 40 years. There you go.
Works for me. Kash Patel will be FBI director for life.
For the entire time. Did you hear that the IRS is sent a SecDef notice that they're auditing him? What's his name? Hegseth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a working shot from the previous administration.
Isn't that interesting? You know what? I don't think that's a good idea.
It's
a guy you want to have on your side.
Well, he said he welcomes audits.
Yeah. So,
speaking as one of your loyal employees, sir, did you keep going?
This is that is one of the biggest things that's on people's mind, is what does it take to be deemed non-essential? And I told my friend,
we're gonna find out.
Well, I told my friends, do you work? And they said, well, yeah. And I said, no, really, do you work? Because I know what you mean. The answer's still yeah. And I said, then you've got nothing to worry about, because you know who doesn't work. And he goes,
there was a gentleman very sharply dressed. We all know who he is.
Yes.
I'll tell you right now, I have no clue what that man did. I know he worked there at least 10 years. No clue.
A little shudder went through me. It's just then. I'd forgotten about him. But yeah, you're right. And he was a Govy-turned-contractor.
Yeah, that was the amazing part.
That's how you can dip and then double dip. You know, so apparently it's just not enough to make the ridiculous amounts of money. And I know more people that are doing it, but the great thing to all of this is that they may do that right now, but do realize that the IRS is in the crosshairs of the Doge team. And not only that, the the Star Trek level, not 4D chess, but we're talking the game that even Data couldn't beat the Talaxian or
with,
you know,
with the finger thingies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
he busted them up.
Yeah. So right now, what is happening is there is a plot to abolish income tax and go after the IRS to force the other party to defend income tax and defend the IRS, which, you know, much like lawyers and, you know, people of ill repute, there is no people that defend that.
Right. Well, they you know, there's a guy over on CNN. I can't think of his name right now, but he's like the only voice of reason over there. And he keeps telling them, you know, Trump keeps picking up these 80-20 issues. He takes the 80 side, and reflexively, the Democrats pick the 20 side. So they're being forced to defend, you know, we need to keep all the secrets so that the wasteful spending can continue. Wait, that doesn't sound right. We have to say that, though, because it, you know.
Because we have no choice. We've been maneuvered into a corner. I feel like an old Monty Python skit. There, everyone rings around you logically.
You're speaking of, if it's the actual conservative that holds the same views, then you're talking about Scott Jennings.
Scott Jennings, yes.
Yeah.
How did this guy get a gig on CNN?
He's the token.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, no joke. That's how.
No one is joking here.
Well, yeah, but they have a token Republican on The View, and she isn't one. I mean, at least Jennings is one.
That's,
is The View even a thing anymore?
It is.
It's a place to go if you want to hear nails on a chalkboard times five.
Are all the hosts still there?
Yes. So
I guess Whoopi and Joy are the only ones that I know of, that I know.
So I don't know the names of the other. And Farah, the one that used to work in the Trump administration, she has been allowed to no longer forcefully disparage him. So all of a sudden her rhetoric has changed. And yes, so now she's, it's sad because before it was, I walk in lockstep with whatever the others say. Now it is, we should look at this differently because he's doing X, Y, and Z. None of his, as anyone who follows, you know, Trumpism, Trump doesn't change.
Right. No, he is the constant in the chaos.
It was funny. I was looking at a picture of Tulsi and Trump and Elon and RFK. And underneath it said, funny, not so long ago, these were all Democrats.
True.
It's so true. Talk about a party abandoning it.
Well, because when you support, look at who they got as their second in command in the DNC.
I know. Oh my God. It's like central gas.
Great guy. Great man. Doing a fantastic job. They need to leave him there too.
So they're wondering if he is a plant. That is the thing that is on Reddit now. And they're like, no, he is exemplifying what that party consists of.
I know. He's one of you guys. He's the...
I see an opportunity.
He's the new Democrat man.
I will exploit it.
We are not taking credit for some great, you know, we got this wonderful sleeper agent. Even he doesn't know he's our agent.
Didn't the Soviets have that? There was like the new Soviet man. You know, once communism is great and everything, this is what men are going to be like. And they had this almost like a superhero caricature.
Oh God. Well, I'm thinking of the movie Telethon all of a sudden.
Hey, you know.
Do you remember?
I do.
Do you remember the movie, Chief?
No.
Okay, Charles Bronson plays a Soviet colonel. And it turns out the Soviet Union has a whole bunch of sleeper agents. They don't even know they're sleeper agents. And there's a little book and phone numbers and locations. And some real serious, I want to, you know, start a war, Soviet general gets a hold of this book. He starts calling these numbers and activating these sleeper agents. And
yeah, they call, that's right. They called him and said like a special word or something, or played
the woods are lovely, dark, and deep. I have miles to go before I sleep.
Robert Frost. They used Robert Frost.
They used Robert Frost.
Wow.
I have so much useless stuff in my head. Gosh.
Do you like the fact that I came up with the poet right away?
You're good with the poety thing. Yeah, I'm good with the
poet. Does it make me less manly that I knew that? It's probably the only poet I could recognize.
Well, then there's always, you know, there once was a man from Nantucket. There's poetry in this poetry.
Yeah, but I don't know who wrote that.
Everybody has their own version. Oh, yeah. So, No, Hoag is just Hoag. I mean, he started out grifting on the, you know, the bodies of his classmates and just moved forward.
Yeah, I mean, again, he exemplifies. He is the embodiment. When he's saying, hey, this is the new hotness, he's not kidding. This is what he envisions the latter of his party to become. So he is just paving the way for others who wish to exploit. What is it? The Titanic is sinking. The China is still good. Let's grab as much as we can.
Exactly.
Grab a vial.
And he's causing that. James. Yeah. Meanwhile, James Carville is sitting at his desk, beating his forehead against it very, very harshly.
Luckily, crocodiles have really strong foreheads.
He does. He does kind of look like a gator, doesn't he?
He and Skeletor have more in common than most humans.
Oh, we're going to get phone calls now. This guy with an angry Cajun accent in the middle of the night.
Yes.
I don't pick on you guys because we don't know what you look like. Right.
That's on purpose. Thank you.
That's right. It's by design, sir. By design.
Let's see. How about other?
None of us are married to Mary Matlin, so. There's that.
Yeah, that one I never figured. I mean, if I was that diametrically opposed to my wife's views, yeah, no. How does a marriage?
True love. That I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Either that, or maybe it's all just a big, you know, BS show.
I did hear a meme about he and her that I don't know if it's true, but it sure is funny. That he got pulled over because the cop thought he was, you know, weaving and driving drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts doing the raging Cajun bit with the police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just sitting there. And the officer knew who they were. I think this happened in D.C. And he looked over at her and said, ma'am, is he always like this? And she looked at him, smiled, and said, only when he's been drinking, officer.
Yeah.
And if it's true, it does seem in character.
Wow.
Which is weird because they were in Maker's Mark commercials together.
Yes. Yes, I remember. One of my favorite bourbons, too. I know, Chief, you don't drink, and I don't drink much.
Only to excess.
No, you know I don't, because I live with I live with two women who don't drink.
Right? No, you don't.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore. You did say lived. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I am enunciation.
I slurred a little bit. It's because I've been drinking. That's right. I'm not as thick as you drunk or I am, officer.
Officer.
Would you like a little shot? I got an extra glass right here.
So someone was sending me Family Guy skits.
Family Guy? Oh, Lord.
Yes. Yeah. So, and it's Lois saying, Peter, I don't want you driving when you're drunk. And he says, don't worry. I know how many beers I can have. And then it shows him driving and he goes, the answer is 7. And he looks on the front of his car and there's a woman. No, the answer is 6.
Oh, that's so wrong. I enjoyed that.
That is destructive testing. Hello, Showcast.
True. And if he keeps that up, he's going to lead his family to ruin.
You remember who we're talking about? And I told him that the person who sent me the video, the answer was zero, just in case you did. And he goes, yeah, I know. And this was the man who told me that I wasn't Jewish. And I don't know why he sent me that
wow. Wrong,
but he did.
Yeah.
He was from Israel. So,
oh, well, okay. Speaking of people leading people to ruin, I hear the Pope's very ill.
You know, it does seem that way, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And I'd like to state for the record, we do not wish him ill will. I wish him an early retirement, but I don't wish him ill will.
No, not at all. But it's almost Soviet Russia-like with the press releases coming out of the Vatican.
You seem surprised.
Kind of, yeah. Did they do this with the other popes? I honestly don't.
I'm trying to think. Catholic Church transparency. Yeah, I've never said those in the same sentence.
Yeah, well, okay, that's true. I mean, they did have didn't we talk last week about the priest or the bishop of the Vatican who said it wasn't a walled city?
Yeah, I know. Isn't he adorable?
It's like, oh, bless your heart.
Exactly. Although they started opening the doors for the Jubilee, so I'm wondering maybe he just wants to hold on for all the doors.
How does that work exactly?
What? I don't know. Five doors, seven seals, something like that.
Where are the doors? Are they like all around St. Peter's or all just all around the Vatican? Or I don't get it.
No, I don't know. Where are the Jubilee? Let's do this here. That, because I can't spell, Vatican Jubilee. I just can't spell. There's a B in there, Jubilee.
Wait, look, can't spell.
We are experiencing temporary typing difficulty.
Here we are. Yes. Okay. So the doors are located in St. Peter's Basilical in Vatican City.
Okay.
And let's see.
So they're all there.
Other doors are at the Archbasilica of St. John Lateran, the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, and the Basilica of St. Mary Major, which is also in Rome. So there's multiple
places. Is that Lee Major's
mom? Lee Major's mom is not a saint. Well, I don't know, depending on how bad a kid he was, I don't know.
I don't know. I bet she was.
Well, she had Farrah Fawcett for a daughter-in-law. Come on.
I don't know who Saint Mary Major. I've never heard that. Can you explain?
No, I have no idea who St. Mary Major is. Let's find out. Because we're on Catholic TV.
Radio 1360.
Okay, let's see. Mary Major is the oldest Mary. Okay, so a Mary Major is not a person. It's St. Mary Major. So it's the oldest Marian shrine, not only in Rome, but in the whole West.
So it's St. Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Right. And this is the major basilica that she is. It's like red doorknob, right? Is the doorknob red or is it a doorknob for red doors? Right. You know, that kind of
thing. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So, yeah. So we're talking, it's the basilica. The prime basilica for the BVM.
Mary. Exactly. There you go. I get a little, what's the word I'm looking for here? Pavlovian when I hear BVM, because our church that I went to in Pennsylvania was Visitation BVM. And,
wow.
Yeah, that was literally the name. And the nice Catholic school kids there beat the crap out of me all the time. So I hear BVM and I feel a little twitchy. I'm okay now.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But
nice Irish kids, because, you know, you didn't have to worry about race issues when the Italians and the Irish were together, because we just hated each other.
Yeah, for no reason.
Absolutely. Well, you know, limited resources for immigrants. I'm like, I don't know, you know.
At least you were all here legally.
Yeah, for the most part.
I was re-watching today the Chris Rock how to not get your ass beat by the police sketch. Hurricane had never seen it.
Oh goodness.
And I wanted to give her a treat, and boy it did.
Oh, absolutely.
That is a shame.
You don't like Shrunk?
No.
That she'd never seen it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you cause them to run, you had best believe.
That's right. They have to chase you, they're coming with a beating.
Right.
It's a terrible thing.
It is.
Because, even I knew that rule. Don't
make him chase you.
That just makes him mad. It's like shooting Mongo in Blazing Saddles. Oh, that's just going to make him mad.
Exactly. Mongo just pawn in just game of life.
God. How often do you think they had to stop that movie filming? So the
people laughing?
Laughing. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they could have filmed that movie in half the time. They just wouldn't laughing all the time.
It is because it's a seriously funny movie.
Right. But it will never be made again.
Unfortunate too, okay. Because it is all of us laughing at ourselves.
Right.
You know,
people
much
don't have
like,
sense of humor anymore.
Well, they've made different movies that are kind of like that. If you think about it, Galaxy Quest kind of is.
Yeah.
It takes all the things you can make fun of with Star Trek, the original series, and puts it all in one place. And man, oh man, did they do a good job.
Yeah. Look at the cast, though.
For Galaxy Quest? Or Blazing Saddles? Oh, okay.
Either one.
Mm-hmm.
The cast for Galaxy Quest is people that are now hated in Hollywood. The cast of Blazing Saddles are people that are either dead or...
hated in Hollywood.
Would never be cast again.
Right.
I want to say that they're hated in...
Yeah.
Well, I don't,
yeah,
cause I don't
that's
know.
True.
I just try to picture Blazing Saddles with Richard Pryor in the lead role.
No, I can't do it. Cleavon Little owned that role. Now that it's done.
Yeah. It was like
somebody different for Mr. Miyagi. It isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, if you watched one of the best Netflix series is out there, you would see that they didn't need it because now they have AI Miyagi.
What, huh?
Yes. So there's a series called Cobra Kai.
Yes, which you're a big fan of.
Yes. And they had they had AI Miyagi in there.
No, really?
And
well, come on, Pat Morita can't do it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, okay.
Thanks to AI. They had his height, his cadences, his voice, everything down just right.
Really? Was it good? I mean, was it like, you know, cause sometimes they, like, I don't know if you guys saw any of the Ghostbusters movie where they digitally added in Egon.
Yeah. Cause this wasn't that. This was the new AI. Where you can just become anyone, and it should scare everyone because
now we don't need actors.
Yeah, that, well, 100%. This is what they were leading to. I mean, you could tell because Pat Morita never looked bad. Who's a lot? You're like, that should have been hint number one.
Boy, death really works for you there, Pat. Oh Lord. Well, you saw that music video I sent you guys. The
which one?
FAFO song?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that our vice president does not play bass and have glowing eyes. So yeah, you know.
We don't know about the glowing eyes part, but.
Well, you got to get past the eyeliner, but yeah, I don't think they're glowing.
I think Showcat wants to.
She
wants to chime in.
She knows. She's telling me it's time to go to sleep.
That's for her or you?
Yes, because I've been relegated to the basement because Hurricane's not feeling well and I don't want to get sick.
So that's who we heard coughing in the background.
Yes.
I did not. Well, I was going deaf, but
you did. I didn't close the door to the bunker. And yeah, she came downstairs because, you know, I've been with the animals all day, so.
Which is a regular work day for me.
A quick inspection in the back upstairs.
I'm pretty sure she'll be okay by tomorrow, but she's doing a class the rest of this week, so.
It's always painful to watch loved ones suffer. Yeah.
And I'm taking the car without the good battery tomorrow, because she has to take little Wendy to the spa.
Poor Wendy.
And even though I have showed her how to jump start the vehicle several times,
mm-hmm.
we have not repeated the process so that I feel like, because I'm just going to have to leave work and go start the car for her when she gets herself stuck.
When? Not if, when.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because this weekend, I maintained my cherub-like demeanor. You should both be proud of me. I used my charisma.
You as a cherub.
You're just going to burn your eye sockets out if you keep doing that, man.
You're like the old guy at the end of, Tangled.
Yeah. Oh God.
Even Chelsea had to do him like that.
It's like, wow. Look at,
I know. Sure.
With a Disney reference. Okay.
It's okay. Yes, I did a commercial for you today. You'll hear it.
Yeah. Anyway, you maintained your cherub-like demeanor.
I did, because after she couldn't start the car and I had to go and get her, this weekend I decided to get the car running again so that I could bring it over to Jacob, which I was going to do today, but I couldn't because she needs a reliable car tomorrow, so Jacob can't have my car.
Right.
And when I went to use the boost box, what percentage of power was in the boost box?
Ooh, 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 Mr. Carter.
Yes, yes, from Swimming with the Fish, Mr. Crutch, exclamation point.
I'm going to guess zero.
Zero. Do you know how well it works? It's zero.
Not at all.
Exactly, Showcat. Exactly. Not at all.
Zero.
It's too bad we can't use AI to fix that.
Get Showtime. Showcat to just.
Is it working?
So yeah. And then when I went to look at like her phone and iPad during the power blinkages, they were at very low percentages too. But I did what Goon says, and I used my charisma.
Mm. And you understood it was better to be happy than right, and applause this time. I say this time because there was a previous tie.
In the past, I have not done that.
And it doesn't matter what level of charisma you have, as you have shown me.
Yes. Yes. And apparently, as you said, charisma can produce electricity.
Or create a field of protection from said electricity. So
exactly. Because we even did a generator test this weekend because I foresaw that bad weather might be coming. And our friend was visiting us all weekend. And she's like, I'd really like to see how you do that. I go, okay, want to help me do the test?
So you had her out on the big gerbil wheel?
I had her out there. I had her start the Jenny. Which, when you don't use terrible fuel.
Right.
Put you on the boat? Because there was a boat named Jenny.
Thank you, Forrest.
Yes.
How's the boat?
That was a boat, yeah, boat from the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, wasn't it?
That's a real company now.
I was thinking of getting a an alternate fuel generator system, but I need like four or five guys the size of Arnold to walk in a circle, and generate my power that way.
That was called the Wheel of Pain. And
he knew you would get the reference.
That's not what you want, because that's how you build destroyers.
We're gonna get letters. We're just gonna get letters.
I literally am gonna start Wheel of the Pain power sources.
I did, by the way, look at what it would cost me to have a whole house generator or something equivalent to what I have for a gas generator with the batteries and solar power. I looked from the company called EcoFlow, who has not sponsored this part of the podcast, but if they would like to.
Do they get any money from EPA or DOE or USAID?
You know, they're actually making money the old-fashioned way, selling the products that they designed.
Oh, okay.
Can't believe
what it. What a novel idea.
What the heck? Radical.
And there to get the automatic transfer switch and the power and run a whole small cabin, including a Mr. Cool split unit for heat or AC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a mini split.
Yeah. Was a just under about 9,300, I think, is what the video I watched quoted, which is actually quite a bit less, isn't it, Chief, than the whole house Jenny's.
So, first of all, when was the video that you saw made? Because I have unfortunately run into the, it will only cost X amount of money for me to see this was made 5 years ago, and prices have skyrocketed since then.
Yeah, I don't know. I really have to go on their site and look, and I didn't have a chance to do that today. But I was looking at it thinking for my retirement home, I might just go that way because it's quick, quiet, and the battery bank is portable.
Yep, that's so those are wonderful things. I'm trying to figure out to this day how to get people that are not in the destructive business, because the people that set my yard on fire were so eager to do it. They came early. They said, you don't pay until you're happy with the results. And I was like, where are these type Texans? Because these are not the ones that I have been meeting.
And is it still burning?
It stopped this afternoon.
Oh, the fire is finally out.
Yeah. So, as you know, I was wondering if one of those Vatican doors led to there, because the smoldering that had been going on after two full days of rain.
Did you hear any Latin chants?
I wouldn't have recognized it. Okay.
Via Jesu Domine.
Thank you.
Dona Eius Requiem.
I did not hear that. No.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I need the sound of a board hitting a head. Hold on. There you go.
Okay.
Is that, what is it called? Self-flagellation?
No, that's the mind just slapping him on the hands for singing.
They just shook their heads ruefully and walked away from me. I wasn't even permitted in parochial school.
Our Lady of Inadvertent Flatulence.
St. Rita Moreno is where I went to high school.
Is that an actual saint? Or?
No. Rita Moreno is she's a very famous actress. She's an EGOT.
I don't know what that
is. Yes.
She's won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
And a Tony.
Well,
you know what those are.
There aren't very many people who have done all four.
Yeah, it's a short list.
She's
the first Hispanic actress to get Best Supporting Actress. She was got in West Side Story.
Yes. Very talented.
Yes.
And I'm stealing that joke from George Carlin.
Right.
But I don't think he's going to sue us.
She was also on children's television. Wasn't she on The Electric Company?
Yes. Yes, she was.
With?
Very good.
With who? What famous actor got his start in Electric Company?
Some of us were not around for Electric Company.
I do not remember.
I'll give you a hint. He plays God.
I know who you're talking about now, but it was...
Shawshank Redemption.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Morgan Freeman.
You didn't give him a chance. Oh, my goodness.
Look, okay, so we're 50 minutes into the show. It's not enough time for chances.
He knows how long the post-production takes.
That's right. And I've got to sever through doing the entire post-production with just water. So, yeah.
Is that was that a clue? Do you want to take us out now?
Well, that's a bad way to put it.
Hint, hint.
I mean, you know, the range.
It's been an unusual show.
It would probably involve aerial bombardment if I was to do it from here. I mean, come on. If you hear a whistling sound, well, that, you know. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when I don't have coffee. Promise next week I'll have coffee. But before we go, please, Goon, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by... The CPF Alarm System Version 2 by Stitch, featuring one-third more howling at dangerous men like the plumber next door, who comes not to mend our pipes, but to murder us in our sleep. You need this service right away. Send money or dog treats to Stitch, care of this podcast. And Showcat's Feline Acupuncture. Picture a warm spot in the sun, pleasant purring in your ear, and gentle yet sharp acupuncture applied by a master. Put on pesky dogs' noses for free. And Wendy's Spa, so you can look like $1 million. Get a bath, pedicure, and brushing until your coat glows. Plus, they tell you how pretty you are. Baths for cats are free. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.